Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavone, and this is your fantasy sports news update. But let's be honest, it's mostly just NBA free agency rumors. It may start Sunday, but they're already swirling. NBA league sources are saying once free agency starts this Sunday, the Rockets are planning to recruit Jimmy Butler to push the Philadelphia 76ers for a sign-and-trade deal that would allow the all-star forward to join James Harden and Chris Paul in Houston. The Sixers plan to be aggressive in signing Butler to a new deal, sources said, and could blunt a Rockets push with a full five-year, $190 million offer at the start of free agency. The Sixers could also offer Butler a four-year, $146.5 million deal, too. Butler would be eligible to sign a four-year, $140 million contract on the way to the Rockets, but Houston likely would need to include two of these players between Clint Capella, Eric Gordon, and power forward P.J. Tucker to make the financial deal work. According to Mark Stein of the New York Times, the Boston Celtics have reportedly emerged as a suitor for free agent guard Kemba Walker. Stein initially reported the Celtics were a quote-unquote stealth suitor. However, he followed up and said it was safe to scratch the word stealth. Stein also mentioned that the Dallas Mavericks, who have been linked to Walker for months, as a team at the front line with Boston. Speaking of the Dallas Mavericks, they are expected to offer a five-year, $158 million contract to restricted free agent Kristaps Porzingis, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic and Stadium. Also reported that the two sides will meet when the free agency moratorium begins Sunday. Sports Illustrated's Chris Mannix reported it's unclear whether or not KP would re-sign with Dallas on a long-term contract, but that he forged a strong connection with Luka Doncic in his short time in Dallas and has enjoyed his experience with team owner Mark Cuban. In other NBA free agency
news. Whoa, Pavona. Whoa, watch that. You cannot call him an owner anymore in the NBA.
Excuse me.
Aren't you with it, bro? Come on. No. We don't use that term anymore. Let's go.
Right.
Let's be right here, Pavona. Come on now.
I apologize.
Thank you.
What do we call him now?
I actually have no clue.
Governor.
Is that what we're calling him these days?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Let's go with that one. Sure.
I'm just going to call him CEO. How's that? The CEO?
Governor. The governor.
Excuse me. Let me say that again.
Especially with the team of the Europeans.
He has enjoyed his experience with team governor Mark Cuban. Other NBA free agency news. The future of restricted free agent D'Angelo Russell likely hinges on the futures of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. If the pair choose to sign with the Brooklyn Nets, Russell will have a new home next season. One possibility, according to ESPN.com's Zach Lowe, the Phoenix Suns. He goes on to say the Suns will sign a veteran point guard, and Devin Booker has campaigned for Russell, a close friend. But other voices within the Suns may not share Booker's his enthusiasm. They have about $14 million or so in cap space as of now. We'll see how Phoenix approaches the point guard market. Other possibilities are the Los Angeles Lakers and the New York Knicks, though both seem like long shots. Lowe goes on to say there is at least a kernel of truth to the Lakers' interest in a reunion, but L.A. has a lot to sort out. Russell fits the Knicks' timeline in case they strike out on bigger fish, but all indications are that New York would pursue a short-term deal in that scenario. Golden State Warriors star Andre Iguodala covered a wide range of topics during a radio interview Tuesday, including the full extent of his leg injury during the 2018 postseason. The Breakfast Club on 105.1 FM in New York had Iguodala on to discuss his new book, The Sixth Man. He goes on to say that the Warriors were, in a sense, of forcing him to play in the 2018 playoffs and finals with a fractured leg, saying that it was just a bone bruise. He also goes on to talk about the team's obsession with social media and also how former coach Mark Jackson, in a sense, has been blackballed
barred from getting a job in the NBA. Citing to say, the very least, at least the way I'm quoting it, is social differences between Jackson and the NBA. And I'm just going to leave it at that because you guys...
Social differences, huh?
Yeah, that's how I'm going to...
Great.
That's how I'm going to call it.
On June 26th, Pride Day, we're going to call it social differences, huh? Cool.
Yeah. I don't think he likes the gay people. I don't think he likes gay people.
Yep. That's the word on the street.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Final one here. In Major League Baseball yesterday, DJ LeMahieu's leadoff homer off Toronto's Clayton Richard in the bottom of the first inning of Tuesday night's game in New York gave the Yankees home runs in 28 straight games, breaking the record by the 2002 Texas Rangers. During the streak, 14 Yankees have combined to hit 51 home runs. That is the news from me, Chris Pavona. Happy Pride Day. And it's hump day, guys.
Yes, it is.
Enjoy the
Pride
hour.
Hump Day.
Pride Hump Day. Oh, I like
that. That's right.
Hump Day. That is a good one right there. Guys, enjoy the final hour of Make It Rain.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour. Make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Governor Dane Martinez with you here, and plenty to get to here over the next 56 minutes or so, including our hashtag torn tickets from last night. We'll get that ready for you coming up. We do have a few other stories we want to touch base on, plus our Make It Rain plays of the day as we look forward. Got a little women's World Cup going on here, Dane. Yesterday, watched the Italian women take care of China there and in advance. I do believe Japan got hosed somewhere along the line. There was a little bit of controversy.
Real late.
Yeah, real late there. And so
another time where I thought the draw was going to work, Joe. It was 1-1. Yes. And then the Netherlands get a penalty kick in the 91st minute. Come on. Yes. Wait, Charles Michel, where you at, man? I was looking at all these draws. And I'm like, it's close on all these draws, man. Pissing me off.
Yeah, it was not a good situation there. But listen, France and the U.S. getting ready to do battle tomorrow. Mm. I do believe there is a couple of matches Friday. I'm sorry, I completely lost what track of day it is over here. That is Friday, but we still got a couple of matches over there. Dane will push us in the right direction for that. Help you make it rain. We also have, of course, the NCAA getting ready to do battle with the state of California, who is getting ready to embark on a very interesting path here, kind of forcing the NCAA's hand when it comes to, compensating NCAA athletes for things like their likeness or their name or anything that you make money off, the billions of dollars that the NCAA makes off the likeness of 18 to 21-year-olds. Well, that's about to change in California, and let me just say this, Mark Emmert and the NCAA, not a big fan of it. All sorts of threats being pushed around, but the question remains, can Mark Emmert, does he have a leg to stand on legally? Can he exclude California? So it's interesting. We'll touch base on that coming up.
Want to be excluded. We'll talk about it more.
Yeah. Yeah, plus we got our season win totals in college. Some of the fewest season win totals I've ever seen for a few teams. We'll talk about those as well coming up here. Big final hour. Let's make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me.
You want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger. Try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit DiscoverStudentLoans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Weekend Wagers.
Possums I haven't seen in a while, but they show up every now and then. I got a mole. That's actually driving me crazy. All right, doing the old gopher thing underneath, you know, eating the gray, whatever.
Like, just hope he doesn't get your wires.
Yeah, the wires.
Stay away. Oops. You can eat the roots. Just don't touch my wires.
Nah, pain in the ass, the bastard.
They are
So that's how I'm dealing with that.
Saturday and Sunday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Who let the dogs out?
Happy birthday, Michael Vick. I believe he turns, 48 now? 40? Is he almost 50? Like, how old is Michael Vick?
No idea.
He's 39. He's
Michael Vick was also doing like that flag football league with Randy Moss last year. He was out playing.
Yes, he was. One of the only athletes I truly think and truly believe was contrite in his past, his issues that he had prior. I really don't. You want to talk about a guy that did and truly went out of his way and spent years doing the right things after what he did with the whole dogfighting thing. He's one of the only athletes, I think, ever to have that kind of redemption story where we all make mistakes. But, yeah, he's one of the few guys. He lost everything and then somehow managed to he kept his nose clean. And if you ever believe in change or that guys can actually change, I think Michael Vick is the is exactly that. And even to this day, from what I understand, he's still going to schools. He's still talking out against it. I mean, there's no forgiving or excusing what he did. But my word, you want to talk about a guy that is has spent the rest of his life, making amends for the mistakes he made. It's Michael Vick.
You know, Joe, real quick, you know, in my other life, you know, I'm all about the kids. Speeds loves the kids and education. And when I had a charter school, I used to run a charter school. I actually used videos of Michael Vick expressing his, being contrite and expressing remorse as one of those lessons about, you know, kind of how you pay it forward, how you make it back, how you make up for it. I think you're right on that. But, you know, public perception never really changes, you know. That'll still be in the first paragraph of his obituary, unfortunately. But, it is what it is. And when I talk about education, big shout out to all the soccer moms out there in Michigan driving home right now.
There you go. Soccer Mom USA on this Wednesday. All right, we got to get to we're going to get to this NCAA versus California story here first. But, Bavona, do you have our torn tickets intro? Do you have that? All right, there you go.
There were a lot of torn tickets. There always are. Every game, every day, you can find somebody. You know, weren't you? Weren't you fading Garrett Cole and Max Scherzer last night, Joe?
I was. I had considered it. I had considered the first five in Garrett Cole. I wasn't necessarily going to go with Scherzer, but against Scherzer. But there were a few, especially guys that backed the Yankees there. So let's roll this.
It's tearing up my
tickets.
Torn tickets.
All right, guys, here we go. Let's take a look at some of those torn tickets here last night. We'll start with the New York Yankees, of course. Run line backers, those of you that laid the 1.5 versus the Blue Jays. Everything was going swimmingly for you right up until two outs in the ninth, where the Blue Jays scored two runs to make it 4-3. And then those of you that that had that ticket ended up tearing it up. So congratulations
Hashtag
to the
ticket.
Yes, those of you poor people there. How about the Indians, who were monster favorites last night? Those of you backing them, we talked about it, right? Shane Bieber on the mound there, -220 to -250. They were taking on the Royals, and we told you about Sparkman, right? I told you about that kid that Bieber was going up against. Well, the Indians, they looked pretty good. They were leading 6-3 in the ninth, and then something happened. They gave up. They gave up five runs in the ninth and lost 8-6.
Five in the ninth?
Damn, five in the ninth. People, that is the pure definition of a hashtag torn tickets.
Torn tickets.
That's exactly what you got going on there. Now, it wasn't all bad news, though, from what I understand. We did actually have some situations, I think, including, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I do believe those of you that backed those of you that took the time and actually backed Vanderbilt last night, and you backed Kumar, you were rewarded last night, although you had to lay a pretty big number there. Not nearly as big as the Indians, but you had an opportunity to lay that number. Yes, the under was also was a play. So congratulations, though, to those of you that backed him. As a matter of fact, he had 11 Ks and three hits. Against them, they ended up winning Vanderbilt. And there was a guy, in fact, that put down a boatload of money in Vegas on him striking out more than 10. And wouldn't you know it? Yeah, he won a boatload of money because the kid ended up striking out 11 people in that game, 11 Michigan Wolverines there. The guy cashed five figures, as a matter of fact,
nice.
With his bet there last night. So it's not always bad.
Think he rolls it over to Vanderbilt again tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
a good question, man. Does he do it again? You know,
you
it had to be
you
a
like Vandy
back
tonight. Yeah,
very.
He's got to know about Vandy because he knows the kid's rocker is a strikeout machine, right? To play that kind of prop in
that's
this high leverage situation. So maybe he sacks up and rolls it over, like our guy who bet Tiger for the Masters hit that and then rolled it over for him to win the Grand Slam. Maybe that's what this Vandy backer is like. Game three tonight, a champion will be crowned.
Yes, it will be, and you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm rooting for Michigan there because I do think it would be better for college baseball rather, to have a cold weather program actually win a national title, help with recruiting, help for a lot of other schools too as well. So I hope that takes place. But speaking of the NCAA. This has just been fantastic. The USA Today pushed out an article yesterday about the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, sending a letter to the California state legislators, in essence here, Dane, threatening to ban California schools from postseason events if the state passes a bill that is moving along quite easily, as a matter of fact, through the state legislatures there. They want to allow college athletes to earn money for the use of their own name, image, or likeness. Now, of course, this is not good news for the NCAA, who has spent years avoiding this situation and years trying to convince us that, you know, a scholarship is enough. And the fact that they make all this money off of these kids' likeness, it's not a big deal because they get a so-called education. And there is a lot of money, and I'm talking an awful lot of money at stake here. So Emmert actually threatening California to ban their schools from any sort of postseason events is interesting, because they can't do it in football, because the actual, it's funny how the national championship and the bowls, they're not run by the NCAA.
Right. It's a completely different entity.
Yes.
Right.
But for a lot of other
A lot of ways.
And I get it. I mean, listen, football, yes, but you know, the NCAA obviously runs the basketball. That's a big money maker, guys. It's basketball and it's football. So I get that. But the real question is, most people, especially attorneys, don't feel that, and we're not attorneys, obviously, we just play one on TV, but the reality is the NCAA could probably never enforce a postseason ban just simply because California passed laws trying to compensate guys off of their own because of their own image. That's never going to happen, because that would violate federal antitrust laws, as well as, you know, they do have laws of good faith and fair dealing, and you trying to exclude and keep money away from universities because they're following state law, by the way.
So here's what's going to happen. It's
that wouldn't work in a court of law.
Yeah, but let them. Like, California might want Emmert to do this, because then guess what's going to happen? If you're an elite five-star high school baseball player and you could go to, oh, I don't know, Vanderbilt and not get paid, or go to Cal State Fullerton and get paid, guess where you're going to go? And then California will be able to put on their own damn tournament of, like, Stanford versus Cal Berkeley, San Diego State versus UCLA. And guess what? It'll have all the best college baseball players in it, and it'll be even a better tournament than the damn NCAA college baseball tournament. Be careful what you wish for or threaten, Emmert.
Yeah, if you do,
it's fine for California if they want to do that and be on their own.
You are never in a million years going to walk into a federal courtroom and be able to argue that you can punish a university for following state laws. It's just never in a million years going to happen. You're in essence asking the state you're asking universities to break their own state laws, and a federal judge would laugh that out of court. So while I understand it, the reality of them ever being able to enforce it is almost none. But it does bring up a few extra points. We'll talk about those coming up. Hey, college athletes, could it be on the horizon?
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tournaments. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Yeah, don't mess with revenue flow, people. That's the bottom line here is the NCAA and the state of California are getting ready to do a showdown here, which I think is going to change the landscape of college athletics from this point on. And kudos to California for, you know, standing up and doing something the NCAA should have done a very, very long time ago, but, you know, has, of course, kicked the can down the road, because by making any sort of changes like what is being proposed by the state of California, which is allowing student athletes to actually make money off of, you know, their likeness like the schools do and like the NCAA does, you know, California of all the states it should be and doesn't surprise me that is, in fact, the state that would actually force the NCAA's hand. Now, what's interesting about the timing of this, Dane, is that in his letter, Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, is simply saying postpone passing this bill and consideration of this bill. So the NCAA, because they currently have put together a review panel of an athlete's ability to make money off of their names, images, and likenesses. But the interesting part of this, and what you're not going to hear, is that they only put that together after the initial bill was approved by the California Senate, 31-4. Then
there you go.
The NCAA announced that they have a working group of school presidents and athletic administrators to examine the issue. So it was only after the fact that the NCAA went ahead and put now a review panel. Listen, we've been talking about this since 2009, guys. This is nothing new here. We've been talking about it even there. Don't forget, you had Northwestern, the football players. Remember, they wanted to unionize. They got lawyers. Yep. It was put on the forefront then. I mean, this has been going on for 10 years. We've been doing this. They filed antitrust suits.
It's amazing how when you might lose money, all of a sudden you're inspired to action. Yes. It's crazy.
And it all started because the kids at Northwestern realized that, wait a minute, you're selling NCAA games, right, on PlayStation and everything else. These are all the kids like this is you're basically making money off of former student athletes and they're not getting a piece. And that happens nowhere else in society or in the business world where you are allowed to make money off of somebody else. It just doesn't make any sense. So. But they would not, and I mean not, and by the way, this bill, even if passed in California, wouldn't take place to 2023. But what happens is, if this bill gets passed, and Mark Emmert knows this, yes, let's say supposedly, forget the whole antitrust situation and the federal laws would actually not allow it to happen, but let's say you ban California, but then let's say Texas turns around and passes the same law.
Florida.
And then let's say Florida does. And now are you going to ban every school from these? So he knows the snowball effect here. It only takes one. And I find it fascinating, Dane. I guess we should not be surprised. But the idea that it was California who is ultimately going to be the one to force the NCAA's hand. You know, they've done a pretty good job of that over the years of being the outlier of like, I don't care what everybody else says. This is what's right. So we're going to go ahead and do it. They've always been
they have enough heft on their own.
Right.
You know, they're
exactly
state, big money schools.
Exactly.
You know, they have Texas would be the only other state that I think of, you know, right away that could kind of go at it.
Listen, when it comes to emissions and it comes to like, they don't care what they're going to do, what they feel is right. They're not going to give a crap what anybody else says. And finally, a state is standing up to what should have been done back in 2009, because I think Northwestern, they had it right, man. And they had 10 years, the NCAA, to get it right. But now what they're doing is basically threatening the Pac-12, saying, yeah, guys, you know, you're not going to be able to compete in And we know the moneymaker March Madness is, Dane. And really, that's what we're talking about here. Isn't it March Madness? Like, that's where the money is.
March Madness. But there's also, you know, like the Rose Bowl, for God's sakes, you know, and other kind of college stalwarts that are in California. That's why California, I think, feels like they may have enough leverage to actually, you know, pull this kind of thing off. And, every time this comes up, I also got to bring up, Joe, you know, what about tennis? What about golf? You know, what about swimming? These people, these athletes are all out there, and they're out there to be, they could be professionals as well. You know, Serena Williams at age 16 is able to go make money. So why can't these other guys, why can't these basketball players, why can't these football players? You know, Tiger Woods is able to do that as, you know, Michelle Wee at age 14 was out there on the tour. You know what I mean? So this idea of what is amateurism and what is professional, that sort of thing. I think the line has been blurred so much. And with the way that we look at our athletes, the kind of big money that this is, we talk about the gambling, we talk about the sponsorships, you know, all that stuff. I think people have to understand that this is not the cute little, oh, you get paid because of a scholarship and your value of your education. Mm-hmm. I think that narrative is, you know, archaic. And we can understand now that this is big MF business. And so we have to respond in kind.
And a monopolistic business is that, because that's what the NCAA has been for a very, very long time here. But it's interesting because setting the date at 2023, it gives the NCAA, and I think they did this on purpose, but it gives the NCAA enough time now to say, hey, get your crap together.
Yeah, down the road.
All right? That's because if you don't, here's what, you know, if you want to fight this, be my guest. But guess what's going to happen in 49 other states? One by one, they're going to start passing, and not to mention it would never hold water in a federal court of law, being able to penalize a university for following state laws, guys. That just doesn't work that way. But I will also say this, California, and I didn't know this, but in 2012, they ended up passing like a student-athlete bill of rights, and included in that were the minute you have a kid on scholarship that goes to a university and plays, you know, joins a team of any sort, it is then that university's responsibility to carry on, if this kid gets hurt, any sort of health medical insurance bills that might arise after that. Right. You realize California was the leader in doing that, and a bunch of other states ended up following. So if an athlete suffers an injury that requires ongoing medical treatment, the school is going to have to continue providing that treatment for at least 2 years after that athlete graduates or departs from the school. Yeah. So it's, you know, they were the ones really on the forefront of this. A lot of people don't realize that's, they've always backed the student athletes' rights to be able to, make money. And the archaic thing, the idea that, well, we're giving you an educate, that is just, it's always been such a crock. I can't even begin to tell you. It's always been such a BS.
They can't have a legitimate course of study when they have practice at 5 a.m. and all that other stuff going on. So that's bull. It always has been. Even at your universities like Stanford in California. But this is cool, the idea of like kind of insurance for them. Too bad the AAF didn't have that, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, the AAF. The good news about the AAF, I'm glad you brought that up, is that I guess maybe things weren't as rosy as they thought it was, because the AAF, and I don't know how they're going to do that, but Tom Dundon, you know, the guy, the Hurricanes owner there, the Carolina Hurricanes, he's looking for $70 million back from the AAF because of his investment there. He is saying that he got screwed now. Can you believe that? He's saying that, his initial agreement was for $250 over, you know, beginning with the $70 million the first year, which is what he agreed to put up. But he's now saying that he's filed a lawsuit that says the executives knew that there would have to be an additional $50 million needed outside of what was agreed to. So he wants $70 million he invested in a bankruptcy courtroom first. He wants to be, in essence, he ain't going to get $70 million. They don't have $70 million worth of assets. But he just wants to, you know, when you have that much money and you have lawyers on retainer, he wants to make sure of all of the creditors that are going to get your whatever money is there. He wants to be at the top of the list. That's basically what it is. He wants any sort of money he gets that is going to be liquidated. He wants it going to him first. So that's ultimately what he's did. But I love how a guy like a billionaire like this is throwing his hands up going, I was taken advantage of. like you didn't know what the score was, huh, Tom Dundon? Like you had no idea that this thing was going to go belly up.
He was in it for the data, for the IP, right? Anyway. right? Didn't they have some like crazy data schemes or whatever?
They had a that he they wanted, had gambling,
he wanted the
yeah.
servers, basically, right? He wanted the servers and the intellectual property.
Apps. They had apps and intellectual property. They had some the ability to be able to, in real time, the future of gambling was on some of the technology that they owned the rights to, and that's really
betting.
What he wanted. Right, that's what he wanted, the live betting applications that were coming along with it. So, but I love how he just goes into a court of law and goes, guys, I had no idea. Like, I was completely thrown the wool over my eyes. I had no idea what was going on there. Sure, you didn't. You had absolutely no idea.
And Kevin Durant had no idea that he had a compromised Achilles either.
Right. And I would also encourage you guys, we told you about this earlier, check out the Jimbo Fisher piece that is being circulated here. The piece that was I've written, I believe it was by Bleacher Report. And it's the most fascinating thing I've ever seen. Yeah, Bleacher Report did this thing called The Mess Jimbo Left. And it could not have been, it had to have come from somebody inside Florida State. I mean, somebody in Florida State trying to take the pressure off of Willie Taggart, their new coach, by the way. Essentially, the piece went on to talk about how Jimbo Fisher didn't care about student athletes. Like, the only thing he cared about is that they remained eligible to play. So he wasn't cared about whether they graduated or they didn't graduate. And the piece is trying to position it where the reason that they sucked so bad last year, Florida State, with Willie Taggart first year, is because Willie Taggart is 180 of that. Willie Taggart doesn't care about anything but the kids' ability to do well in the classroom first. And that he was saddled with all of these basic morons that Jimbo recruited and that Jimbo signed and brought in, where there was never an emphasis on classroom. So they're trying to position it that the reason it's going to take a little while to clean up here, because Willie's all about the education. Jimbo was all about, you know, just make sure they're eligible. I don't care what you have to do.
So we're doing it the right way now. So it's going to take some time. Bear with
us. Right. Exactly. Yeah. They're saying Willie Taggart is about accountability and discipline, and Jimbo was about, you know, let Jameis Winston suit up when they know he's not going to play in the game. So that's, you know, if that wasn't written by somebody from Florida State, I don't know. You got to look at the author. Maybe he's a Florida State grad. Because that's
about motivation.
Wow. Unbelievable. Make It Rain plays of the day coming up next year.
Just umbrellas out.
Unreal.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get it in shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID, and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
when you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Endo 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Just going to go ahead and throw that up there for you guys while we get ready here. Just wanted you to recognize that it is... I know we have to call new NBA
governors,
right? It's the governor situation there. But I also want you guys to realize that Draymond Green, who started all of this, by the way, who was the guy that came out and said that he wasn't necessarily thrilled, thought it was maybe a little discriminatory the way the NBA considers calling the, you know, the guys that actually own the team owners. Right. Yeah. So but he is the owner of Performance Inspired Nutrition. I just want you to know that, because that's according to Draymond.
He's the governor of it.
He's the governor. Yeah. And if anybody agrees with Draymond, I will just throw this tidbit of information out there. See, the guy that actually owns Joe LaCobb, the Golden State Warriors, here's the big difference, guys. If he wanted to tomorrow sell the team, he could actually do that. And it wouldn't be breaking any laws or anything along those lines.
However, he actually owns it.
Right. Now, if he wanted to, by the same token, sell Draymond Green, he couldn't do that. Do you know why? Because he doesn't own Draymond Green. Do you understand the difference there? I mean, I may be talking over my head here, Dane, but I think there's a big difference between a guy being able to sell something he owns and, of course, not being able to sell it. So
the idea that 2019, Joe, come on now.
Right. Get with the right. And I know, I mean, maybe that's a crazy analogy, but yes, sell the team. Yes. Why? He's an owner. Sell Draymond Green? No. You know why? He doesn't own him. So that's the difference between the two.
Can't. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, I mean, like I said, it's these sensitivities that have gotten a little bit out of control. Is it true that the history of this country and what that was and the, like, yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, that's a black eye on our history. Okay, absolutely. Yes. But, you know, to swing the pendulum so far and to, like, think about the sensitivities of these semantics when you know, these people actually do own the team. It's like, yes. I own my car. You know what I'm saying? It's
ridiculous.
The same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I digress. Let's make people rich today, Joe.
All right, let's do it here. Let's also tell you that if you're serious about fantasy football, you guys know it's never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Roto Experts, guys, has got you covered. How many times we got to tell you? The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. You got Davis Maddock. You got the Roto Experts. They're providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball. We're talking NFL draft content every day of the year here, so you guys can have an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. Suggestion, save 10% now. Go to rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY for the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. Now, we had told you earlier, too, this was real interesting, Dane. The FanDuel Sportsbook in New Jersey had released yesterday totals for every college football team. Now, before we give you, obviously, the top five, let's look at the bottom. And let's look at how some of these teams look at the over-under for Rice. 2.5 games. UConn, 2.5. San Jose State, 2.5. How about Oregon State? 2.5.
That's a major conference.
Illinois, three wins.
Don't all these right? guys have, like, early non-conference games against, like, those weird directional schools that they're going to
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm looking at these numbers, and I'm going, none of this makes any sense.
Right.
Bowling Green, three wins. Yeah, in the MAC, like, what is the MAC, some sort of crazy conference? A Bowling Green can't win three right. games? Like, what
I
in the world?
I want to see Oregon State's schedule. I want to see Oregon State's schedule. The first three games before they get into the Pac-12, right?
Right.
They have to have some games against, like, Division II teams almost, like Eastern Washington and stuff like that. We got to look at these schedules. We got to get Sermonello and Lisi in here because there's some value in there. There's got to be.
Yeah, there's got to be. UConn, I know, is a hot mess, but 2.5 wins. San Jose State, 2.5 wins. I mean, Illinois, that's it. Guys, Illinois is a Big Ten team. Like, what are we doing here?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they can't win three games? Like, it's very strange to me.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up Oregon State schedule right
Yeah, now. We'll go ahead. And again, Joe Lisi will join us a little bit later this week here, and we'll try and break down some of those things because none of it makes any damn sense to me. However, at the top of the list, of course, you've got teams like Clemson, 11.5, Alabama, 11, Georgia, 11, Ohio State, 10.5, and Oklahoma, 10.5, rounding out your top five. You got a bunch of 9, 9.5s in there, like Michigan, Texas, Washington. You know, so I don't know how many of those at the top there's any value on. You know, we'll dive into that going on. But is it hard for me to believe Alabama can win 11 games? No. Is it hard for me to believe that Oklahoma can rattle off 11 wins? No, it's really not. So I think somewhere in the middle is probably where you can see some value, like Texas A&M or Arizona State there with Herm Edwards. And by the way, don't look now, but you saw who Herm Edwards hired, right, in the offseason there? The former Cincinnati Bengals head coach, Marv Lewis, is now running defense now for Arizona State. So pretty interesting what's going on there at Arizona State. They're at 7, 7.5. Florida State is at 7 wins. So when you start going down the list, I think the value lies somewhere in that those teams between 6 and 8 wins. I think those are some teams that Oklahoma State is listed at 6 wins, which seems a little bit low to me. So Stanford, 6 wins, USC, 6 wins. So that to me is where the value is, not at the top where Ohio State, 10.5. Well, no crap. You know, you're also looking at the top five the best recruited teams in the country, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. No kidding. No kidding that they're going to actually win some games. Who goes there? So the bottom half of that list was interesting. And did you get Oregon State? What does their schedule look like? What does OSU look like?
No, I'm still looking to bring it up right now. I'm working to bring it up.
Throw that out there because I can't wait to see what the first four games are there. What are they playing? Ohio State, Oklahoma?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, come on, people. It's a little bit that's ridiculous.
Fine. That's fine.
There is some baseball on slate here today, too, as well. We'll dive into a couple of those games as we get ready for another.
I will say this, though, Joe. Oregon State went 2-10 last year.
No, it's a rebuilding situation. They got rid of the car. I get it. You know what I mean? But still, you know, you can luck your way into it.
All right,
Oregon
here we go.
State.
Here we go. Ugh. I found well.
Oh, no.
Joe, we may have to take the under here.
Oh, no.
All right. Before they get into the Pac-12 schedule, okay?
Right.
They have three games before the Pac-12 schedule, and they only won one game in the Pac-12 last year, okay? They host Oklahoma State. That's a legit program, so they may lose there.
Okay.
Then here's two that they could get, maybe. They go to Hawaii. Okay, that's a road trip, but they could win that game. And then is the one that's got to win, when they host Cal Poly. Okay, that's the game they got to win.
That's
the game they
got
to win, but then they have the Pac-12 schedule. Okay, so they got to – I'll give them Cal Poly, give them maybe one in conference, and they're right around the number. I don't know, Joe. If you take the over, you might be sweating it out. You might need them to, like, win a big game in the Oregon State rivalry at Eugene, like, after Thanksgiving or something like that. I don't know. No, I may go under 2.5 for the Beavers.
Boy, what a difference looking at the schedule makes. My word. I can't. I can't. You're killing me, man. Absolutely. May have to go under now with OSU, man.
My calendar.
Crazy.
Just ask Jolie to break that one down for us.
Yes, exactly. All right. Talk to me about the World Cup here, man, and what you're looking at, what you've been doing here.
Today's the off day for the women. All right. Today is the round of 16 has finished. Mm-hmm. The quarterfinals are now set. Those will get going back again tomorrow with, I believe, England versus Norway. England a slight favorite there, but it's still plus 100. And then the big one on Friday, Joe, the U.S. and France. U.S. is trending to be the favorites. They're plus 130 now. France plus 220. Over-under total at 2.5. The U.S. men are in action tonight, the last game of their group stage in the Gold Cup. Panama, both U.S. and Panama were 2-0 so far in the group stage. So the winner of tonight's matchup will be the winner of Group D and face Curacao in the knockout stage as the runner-up of Group C. That was decided last night. So, the quarterfinals, there's eight women's teams left. They get going in earnest tomorrow with the quarterfinals kicking off Norway and England. So we'll have all our plays there. I got to tell you, I like England to advance in that one.
Nice. And I can see there's already there's a lot of sharp action coming in on the under for this this France game with the USA. What is the spread in this game? Is it a half a goal, one goal? What is the
best half goal favorites?
It's a half goal. And what is the juice on that? My word.
Minus 120. So it's even. I'm kind of.
Oh, OK. So it's not too bad. All right. It's not too bad. Over under. It looks at 2.5 there. So they're expecting maybe a 1-0 game is what it appears there. Maybe that kind of situation to, anything.
Joe, like if it goes 1-1 and then to penalty kicks, technically the final is 1-1. So the under would hit on that. You know, a lot of things you got to look. What I think is interesting is how the odds to who will win the World Cup has changed. The women are favorites at plus 40. The U.S. women. France is now plus 400 because they have underwhelmed. And then you got Germany on the other side of the bracket, people.
Yes.
Germany
yes.
at plus 400. A lot of people think they got a nice little path to get to the championship game. And then if you're Germany at plus 400 and they're in the championships, then you got a lot of opportunities to hedge. So that may be a nice little position to grab, at this point in time. And then see if you want to play anything off that. Because, U.S. and France, they play each other on Friday. Germany, a lot of people think, have a clearer path to the championship game. So that's pretty that's maybe the position I would take at this point in time. Germany plus 400.
Like that. Not going to lie. I like the approach to that there. So plenty of World Cup soccer coming up here. Some pretty interesting matches, some value there. Talk to me about Major League Baseball here tonight. Last night was a weird night, man. I'm not going to lie. Though, like I said, Texas was such a small favorite there against Detroit. Didn't make any sense to me yesterday. And, of course, Texas ended up winning 5-3 last night. They're kind of in the same position again tonight as I'm looking at the line with Texas as a minus 105, like, favorite on the road. And Mike Minor is going for them, one of their best pitchers. So
facing Matty Boyd. Okay.
I know he's facing Boyd, but it's like
I hear you.
The Rangers are 11-3 in their last 14 games in Detroit, so it's not like they don't have history here. So it's just I don't understand the odds with Texas. I didn't understand it last night. I understand it even less with Mike Minor on the mound. And then, Colorado again, too, also a short favorite today at 135 up against the Sanford. You see that with Samardzija going up against Germán Márquez.
That's their best starter, Hey, Joe, I'm going to apply your logic. You tell me about these getaway games all the time. So I'm back on the Yankees, but their total today is 10. I'm going to take the under 10. With Paxton on the hill, the Blue Jays offense
like
is the
idea.
Getaway day to end all getaway days. The Yankees right now are packing up and going to London after this.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So give me under 10.
Keep this in mind. Boston, minus 364 money line. New York, minus 275. Cleveland, minus 220. Yeah, I'd avoid all those games, guys, if I was you. Morning After next. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck, guys.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
I'm laughing because I continue to look at the things that Andre Iguodala has mentioned here on his book tour over the last couple of days. And one of the things that I find fascinating is he talked about how players during halftime, if you're just joining us, we told you Iguodala is basically saying that, you know, at halftime when guys go into locker rooms, he's amazed on how many just go right to their phones and how many check social media. It's more important to see what's being said about them or what's going on Twitter and Instagram than it is actually trying to figure out how to beat the team in the second half, which is not surprising to Dane and I, given the generational, you know, differences between the Kobe's and the Michael Jordans and the fact that they didn't have that technology. But it's not surprising to me. So, you know, if we're going to do BS meters there, I think that's something Dane and I had said that we both agree is absolutely feasible here. He also threw the Golden State Warriors under the bus, saying that he had a fractured leg last year in that playoff run when they were down 3-2 to Houston, and that he felt immense pressure not only from the organization but also from teammates to hurry up and get the hell back out there, which, of course, you know, people connecting the dots. Now it's Kevin Durant and so on and so forth, but maybe this could be the best one ever. He also says Mark Jackson is being blackballed from the NBA. And I think there's a lot of it's interesting because every year, right, anytime there's going to be a coaching change, we've heard Mark Jackson's name for a while, right? And then nothing comes to fruition, and you've got to wonder, why is that, right? And then when you start digging in a little bit to what he had said, and ultimately what he was pointing to was the fact that that Mark Jackson, and I don't know if guys know this about Mark Jackson, Mark Jackson is a... Him and his wife are co-pastors at a church. And, you know, he has literally been known to take to the streets, you know, preaching the gospel, so to speak, to people. Okay. He also has a big problem with gay people, apparently, and gay marriage, which didn't work out all that well because the president... Well, the president of the Golden State Warriors, the guy who's in charge of all the business and, you know, making the money, well, he's gay. And so Andre is saying that that didn't fly over all that well. Now, keep in mind, we are talking about a Mark Jackson who Bob Ryan, the classic Bob Ryan, who we've had on the network before, too. Love Boston Globe, Bob Ryan.
Boston Globe. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget, a couple of years ago, ESPN suspended him because he went on a show and called Mark Jackson a Bible pounding phony is what he called him. And of course, ESPN doesn't like people making fun of, their own talent. So they suspended him. But keep in mind that this is a dude that's out there preaching the Bible, right, and preaching all of this stuff. But he's also a guy that had an affair with an ex-stripper who later extorted him when he gave a bunch of D-picks, when she had a bunch of D-picks of his that he kept sending her. So, you know, the list goes on here, guys. He's also a guy that early on, he had his church try to heal Steph Curry's ankle. Remember when we had the ankle issue a few years ago? His church tried to heal Steph Curry.
Lay hands on it?
Yes, on oil. Yes, they tried to give him some healing oil from this church because they thought that would help heal his ankle. So I find it hilarious when you connect the dots there. There is a lot of at least half-truths of what's going on with Andre Iguodala's book. Now, to the point where I'm going to have to buy this damn book.